that our experience with Him would be day by day, even moment by moment. That by keeping in step with the Spirit, we might regularly fellowship over what He's doing rather than what He did months or years ago. We'll be reminded of the strength and wisdom available to us in the Spirit and earnestly pray for more. As we trust in the promises of the Spirit, we'll be led away from discouragement and into lives marked by confidence, power in the midst of our weaknesses, and by the fruit of the Spirit. My prayer is that your changed life would produce this kind of astonishment. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were uneducated, common men, and they were astonished. They recognized that they had been with Jesus. Acts 4:13. Reading this book probably won't be easy. No matter what religious tradition you come from, you likely carry baggage and harbor stereotypes when it comes to the Holy Spirit. It's going to require laying aside your baggage and stereotypes so that you can be open to what God wants to teach you. Are you willing to do that? Some of you hear the term Holy Spirit and automatically worry that I'm going to get wildly charismatic on you. Others think of extreme conservatives who never acknowledge the Holy Spirit in word or deed and hope I'm not going there. There are a lot of stereotypes, some of which are true, and a lot of abuses, and they don't come from just one side of the issue. Some people talk a lot about, even boast of, the Spirit, but their lives do not bear His fruit. Others speak of the Holy Spirit in theoretical or scholarly terms, yet do not experience Him at work. Still others ignore Him for all practical purposes, and as you might expect, rarely experience relationship or intimacy with the Spirit. And then there's that rare person who doesn't talk frequently about the Spirit, yet whose life is a powerful display of His presence and activity. Some of you would like it if I said we were going to find a healthy balance between unhealthy extremes. But that's not what we're going to do. When we are referring to God, balance is a huge mistake. God is not just one thing we add to the mix called life. He wants an invitation from us to permeate everything in every part of us. In the same way, seeking a healthy balance of the Holy Spirit assumes that there are some who have too much Holy Spirit and others who have too little. I have yet to meet anyone with too much Holy Spirit. Granted, I've met many who talk about Him too much, but none who are actually overfilled with His presence. Is it possible to get enough or even too much God? Is there a point when a person can be satisfied with the...